My midweek morning reads. Rich Dad Poor Dad, self-help author Robert Kiyosaki, is $1.2 billion in debt. Report. The self-help guru who has made a fortune preaching the secrets of financial success has amassed a staggering $1.2 billion in debt tied to his sprawling real estate investments, according to a report. Ariel Zilber on the 79-year-old guru who preaches the secrets of financial success while touting his own 10-figure real estate debt as strategy. New York Post. 10 Brutally Honest Predictions on the Future of AI. Ted Gioia on why you could get more reliable information from tarot cards. 95% of AI pilot programs failed, and 86% of the public now distrusts AI. The Honest Broker. The sudden unraveling of Wall Street's momentum trade. The S&P 500 Momentum Index is down more than 9% since July 1 against the S&P 500's 2.8% gain. The self-fulfilling prophecy of betting on rising winners has turned into a losing game for investors who banked on its success. Wall Street Journal. Happy birthday to the first index investment trust witness, the FITNS. 50 years ago today, the Vanguard Group of investment companies launched its first passive index tracking fund. It was an infamously terrible, horrible, no good, very bad launch. Today, it manages an astonishing 1.7 trillion, more than most sovereign wealth funds. Robin Wigglesworth on Vanguard's first passive index fund, now an astonishing $1.7 trillion, more than most sovereign wealth funds. Financial Times. Data centers are driving an alarming gas power expansion in the U.S. There's no clearer sign of the data center boom than rampant gas projects that have been proposed or that are already under construction. Molly Taft on new Global Energy Monitor research showing gas-fired power in development for data centers has nearly doubled in less than a year. Wired. Florida may be showing us the great senior short sale before it arrives everywhere. Mike Hathorne on a housing market that can be short of homes and still have too many of the wrong homes for the households coming next. Mike Hathorne. A war that won't end is complicating the Fed's next move. A Fed governor says the central bank should act if inflation doesn't improve soon, while Bessent says Fed should look past high energy prices. Wall Street Journal. Hegseth's Pentagon lurches off the rails. Tom Nichols on the price of nominating a TV host who topped out as a National Guard major to run the Defense Department. The Atlantic, see also Dan Driscoll's parting shot. The Army Secretary told Trump about problems in the Army and his friction with Hegseth, then resigned. The Atlantic, see also the generals are worried. A leak of a recent report suggests that even Hegseth loyalists can't keep ignoring how depleted American reserves are. It's late. Forbidden Planet. Was Pluto's 2006 demotion a big mistake? Since it was stripped of planetary status, Pluto's defenders have been fighting the decision, and they're only getting more passionate. Tim Dowling revisits the vote that cost the ninth planet its title. The Guardian. Keep chasing that bird. The oral history of Coyote vs. Acme. The Looney Tunes movie finally hits theaters after its controversial shelving 3 years ago, the story of how it got out from under the anvil. The Ringer. Video of the day, OnlyFans, how an 8B cash machine got stripped bare. Be sure to check out our Masters in Business with David Booth, founder, chairman, and former CEO of Dimensional Funds Advisors. DFA just crossed $1 trillion and has become the largest active equity ETF manager. Booth's new book is Stay Calm, Learn to Embrace Uncertainty in Investing and Life. America is still missing the electric revolution. Source, Nopinion. Sign up for our reads-only mailing list here.